absolutely great. I'm feeling immaculate right now.
Two more! Two more!
Lighting the tower never felt so good as it did last night.
Good to be a pack, part of the pack, baby.
There are not enough adjectives to describe what is happening in our community right now between the men's and women's teams, both going to the Final Four, winning games on the same day. The chance that we even have a possibility of a double national championship is incredible.
Given especially all the pessimism that surrounds NC State athletics. I mean, you went there, Sarah. You're the one who always says, listen, if there's going to be a way for NC State to lose, they're going to find a way.
Hey, man, I've not allowed my son or my husband to celebrate until that final buzzer hits because I'm like, I don't care if it's a 12-point spread. I don't care.
I went to Players Retreat last night. I got there about the time the second half started. And even when NC State was pulling away up 14 points at one point, they're up 10 with like a minute or two to go. And still, there was that
people
nervous energy.
Celebrating.
No.
Yeah, you're like, no, can't celebrate quite yet. Uh-huh. Even though it's a 10-point lead with like a minute to go.
Don't move
like,
a muscle.
No, not going to do it yet. And by the way, anybody else feeling like I was yesterday? Because it was also Easter Sunday, of course, and hopefully you had a great Easter with your family. But it also, in the back of so many of our minds was, okay, it's Easter. I got to do the family stuff. I got to do the bunny cake. I got to do the Easter egg hunt. And then also, like, but I also need to watch the games today at some point and not be the person in the family saying I'm choosing State over Easter, even though yesterday was a day where it's like, we got two teams that have a chance to go to the Final
Four. But it might have been, I was thinking about that yesterday, it might have been, though, like, the perfect day for basketball because families were already naturally gathered together. Maybe, you know, it was just like, all right, everybody stay a little bit later and we'll watch the games.
Yeah, you got in my house with the sports fans that I live with, my husband and my son. It was a no-brainer. It was happening. And it was my husband's birthday and he was excited
also,
to watch
go.
It.
Also, the no-brainer of is the fact that I had to get myself down to campus because I love being in the middle of
it's your element,
a
man.
Joyous scene like that. Fortunately, I was not close to getting hit by a Wolfline bus as I was last weekend. Things went a lot better for me this time around.
That's
it was
good.
So much fun when I made it to the tower to meet some new friends.
How you feeling right now?
I'm feeling amazing, man. This is
describe
the best.
Describe this moment around us.
I could never imagine it, man. I didn't even see us coming in the tournament. Now we're here. It's the best time to be NC State since the 80s.
I mean, both the men's and women's teams in the Final Four. Let's go.
Yeah, and we're like the only team to do that.
You gotta get in this chain. Go for it.
Now, Kyle, you're coming into this Monday a new man.
Yeah.
Because you went to Bucky's for the first time over the weekend.
And I went to Charleston, South Carolina for the first time.
Yes.
A lot of big moments in the last 5 days, Brian.
With your refreshed perspective, what was crazier, the Bell Tower yesterday or the Florence, South Carolina Bucky's on Saturday?
Even though the Bucky's in Florence feels like you are pulling up to LaGuardia in New York City, and it is a scene, come on now, lighting the tower red and going to the Bell Tower with thousands of other people.
Crazier than Bucky's.
Hands down, crazier than Bucky's. Also, a lot of fun to meet a couple. It wasn't just the college students, and I think this is what people need to realize. It's not just college students that are at the tower.
No.
It's families. Longtime alumni thinking to themselves, we have to be a part of this moment.
And I love that you brought the family out tonight. What made you say, you know what, we got to get to the Bell Tower tonight?
Well, our family here is a group of NC State grads and an NC State family growing up.
And so late that we couldn't bring them. Yeah. So, like, 2 minutes.
We have never been in the Final Four in my lifetime.
I was only not even a year old when we were in it last
year. So, describe this moment as an alumni, State going to the Final Four, and not just the men's team, but the women's too.
It is insane. Like, I can't even put it into words. Like, I was shaking the whole game.
I can see the nervous energy coming out of you right now.
State, both men's and women's going to the Final Four this upcoming weekend. Let's go Pack.
With regards to the men, can you imagine had that dude on Virginia hit that free throw? He missed it.
Yeah.
They come down the other side. Dude hits that unbelievable bank three to send it into overtime.
O'Connell hit the three. I was thinking about that this morning.
And then here we are.
That's what's so much fun about college basketball because things can change so quickly on the random three that goes down. But yes, a couple weeks ago, Brian's referencing the fact that Virginia had a chance to take out State in the tourney. If they just hit one more free throw, guy missed it. That's when O'Connell hit the game-tying three to go in overtime, and then the rest is history. NC State men's team has won 9 games in a row. And on the other side of the fact that DJ Burns is getting so much love right now, yeah. Isaiah James has been unbelievable for the mm-hmm. women's team. A good time to live in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yeah, it is.
Final Four next weekend. Let's go Pack. It's Kyle, Briney, and Sarah on Mix 101.5.